Biden administration announces anti-oil restrictions on 13 million acres of Alaskan petroleum land. By Olivia Rondo on April 19, 2024. The Biden administration has announced restrictions on oil and gas leasing on more than 13 million acres of an Alaskan petroleum reserve to conserve land valuable to the Alaska Native people and important fish and wildlife, as Republican lawmakers protest the illegal move. The U.S. Department of the Interior, led by Biden appointee Secretary Deb Haaland, celebrated the restrictions on Friday, saying, "These steps follow President Biden's actions to protect millions of acres of lands and waters in the Arctic." Related video, NEATS, MSNBC's Baker. Biden has awkward choice between fighting Iran's oil funds, not wanting gas prices to rise. Following significant engagement with the public, Alaska Native tribes, and Alaska Native corporations, the Bureau of Land Management, BLM, finalized the management and protection of the National Petroleum Reserve in Alaska, NPRA, rule that will ensure maximum protection for significant resource values on the more than 13 million acres of special areas in the Western Arctic. While supporting subsistence uses and needs for Alaska Native communities, the federal agency stated, "The new rules won't impact current leases on the NPRA, which is owned by the federal government. Projects that have already been authorized, including the controversial Willow Project, will still be able to occur." Haaland said the restrictions underscore the Biden administration's commitment to ensure that places too special to develop remain intact for the communities and species that rely on them. She went on to credit science as well as indigenous knowledge practiced over millennia as factors in her department's decision-making process. John Podesta, Biden's clean energy czar, also praised the decision for protecting Native Alaskans. "Today's historic actions to protect lands and waters in the Western Arctic will ensure continued subsistence use by Alaska Native communities while conserving these special places for future generations," Podesta said. With these new announcements, the Biden-Harris administration has now protected more than 41 million acres of lands and waters across the country, leaving a huge mark on the history of American conservation. The move was also celebrated by climate activist Democrat lawmakers, with Senator Ed Markey, DMA, calling it a win for wildlife and the indigenous people who have stewarded these lands for generations. Alaska Republicans, meanwhile, have been speaking out against the administration. A group of lawmakers, headed by Senator Dan Sullivan, RAK, made a statement ahead of the Interior Department's announcement, with Sullivan calling it an illegal attack on the state's oil and gas industry. "Today we are here to discuss how the Biden administration is fine with our adversaries producing energy and dominating the world's critical mineral markets while shutting down those in America," Sullivan said in a speech. Saying that Americans are living in the most dangerous times since World War II, the senator went on to lambaste the federal government for allowing dictators in Beijing, Moscow, and Tehran to undermine our national security interests. According to Sullivan, the U.S. desperately needs those 13 million acres for oil and gas, as well as national security purposes. "The Biden administration is not normal. Indeed, this administration is deliberately undertaking policies to punish Americans and undermine our strengths while continuing to help our adversaries," Sullivan said. He added that no group of Alaskans gets harmed more than our Alaska Native people by this decision. Senator Lisa Murkowski, RAK, echoed Sullivan's sentiments. "It's more than a 1-2 punch to Alaska, because when you take off access to our resources, when you say you cannot drill, you cannot produce, you cannot explore, you cannot move it, this is the energy insecurity that we're talking about," she said. According to South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune, who also joined the Alaska politicians in their stance against the Interior Department's decision, "These policies are insane. Common sense would dictate that you wouldn't be taking 13 million acres out of supply when the world desperately needs it. And we've got 38.8% increase in energy costs here in the United States," Thune said. Biden defended the move in a White House press release, saying, "My administration will continue to take ambitious action to meet the urgency of the climate crisis, protect America's lands and waters, and fulfill our responsibility to the next generation of Americans."